Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, as always, bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing custom research and content marketing to the global mobile industry and offering mentoring and consulting to mobile startups.
Zaghari, award-winning filmmaker and executive director of marketing at Higher Ground Creative Agency.
So, Shahab, as you can imagine, app addict that I am, we're going to dedicate yet another show to the business of apps. So not long ago, we had an author of an amazing ebook tell us how he survived the apps top the charts.
Right.
And we're
going to
continue.
Great show.
It was indeed. And it did really well as well in social media. And of course, it's over at the cranberry.fm website and also on our widget and on iTunes, etc. So continuing this series of app success stories, we pick up with a company, an app, Avican Life. That's an app that allows users to meet and mingle in an uber cool type of 3D virtual world. So, I was curious, are you into?
I don't have time for these kinds
okay,
of apps.
Yeah.
Life, things of that nature. Definitely held concerts and things of that nature in Second Lot.
Very cool. Yeah, I do
definitely
remember
a fan.
Second Life. I remember writing about it when it first came out and just saying, you know, this was amazing and this is going to do something. And, well, you know, we've heard of these types of 3D virtual worlds, and we're going to be hearing more about these going forward. Well, you know, 3D virtual world apps like this, they're going to be hot. They're going to be hotter. You know, there's a lot of technology, a lot of interest. But, you know, this is a different type of app. This was a few years back. And if you haven't heard of Avican Life, then that means that actually the company behind it, Lockwood Publishing, the company that made the app, is really on the mark with their user acquisition and promotion strategy, because even though the company didn't spend a cent on advertising and acquiring users, Shahab, it has been able to chalk up 17 million installs and counting, build a loyal and global community of app advocates, generally lay the groundwork to be a sustainable business that's, on a new growth swing.
Wow. Now, let loads without spending on those organic installs. I mean,
yep.
I think the question in my mind, and the question certainly every indie developer listening in is, how did Lockwood do it?
That's exactly why we have the CEO and founder, Holly Bjornsson, on the show today. He is, you know, the CEO and founder of Lockwood Publishing, the force behind this app, and generally going to tell us exactly how he did that. You know, how do you drive installs without spending on advertising, which is really important for all the indie developers listening in. So great to have you on the show today, Holly.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really excited.
And you're coming to, of course, from your studio in the UK, so great to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Now, you've reached some pretty impressive milestones with the app, but that's surely the result of trial and error along the way. Could you tell us a little bit about that journey, maybe starting with how you made the decision to even create and stick with Avican Life?
Yeah, so when we started on mobile, we came off the PS3 of something called PlayStation Home, and we were, because it was a great business model we were engaged with there. And the first assumption we made was that we didn't really know anything about mobile. And we knew that it would be tough. And we could see that people were buying users and so on. And it was gradually getting more and more expensive. But so what we did to start with is that we came up with like a setup which allowed us to relatively quickly test different parts of the store. And this is kind of nothing new, really. I mean, you saw Zynga do something similar in the past, where they kind of probed interest in their apps, you know, just by releasing like a landing page and so on. So it's kind of it's not a hugely new approach, but yeah. So we made an initial bet on a poker app, and which was kind of the thing that, you know, we felt was could be something that we very quickly found out that You know, that was a huge mistake. Even though the game was pretty good, even though
what mistake? Why?
Just because we didn't have enough data on what was happening there in the story. Retrospectively, actually, we should have known that people, you know, companies, you know, there's a very competitive area. You know, the actual gambling, and that is where you can actually afford to pay the most per user. So retrospectively, but I didn't realize actually how incredibly aggressive that is on the store. I expected it to be a competition, but not so incredibly. It was practically invisible. And but with it, we released like an avatar creator, and we didn't want anyone to find the avatar creator because that was just kind of something you used for, you know, dressing up your avatar once you know, once you had been in the game. But we could see that the avatar creator got quite a decent amount of downloads, even though we didn't want anyone to find it.
So in a way, you were like testing. You were saying, okay, I'll throw out the poker app because that's the one I think people will go for. They didn't go for that. And then indirectly, they went to your avatar app. So in a way, there you also didn't spend anything. It was just, you know, trying and testing your app in the app store, you know, setting up a landing page and in the app store and finding out that people are going to that app.
Yeah, I mean, another thing that's important to mention is that we released it actually on two different platforms to start with, both on iOS and Google Play. And later on, I think we were also on Amazon. But what we found out was there was quite a big difference in discoverability between the platforms. And, you know, with a kind of more organic traffic we found on Google Play. The actual store at that time on Google Play was a little bit different. You actually could kind of browse through more of a list of apps. Which changed a little bit later. We can talk about that later if you want. But essentially, yeah, there was we could see that there was this kind of steady flow of organic traffic on the store, mixed in like, you know, with paid installs and but, you know, yeah, we could see that they were kind of underserved areas in the store, and we released then another app kind of more towards the actual the avatar creator in this kind of feel.
And so, you know, generally, how did you manage to attract an audience without running into the tough competition?
Yeah, so kind of retrospectively, obviously, you know, it would be nice to be able to say, oh, we, you know, we just kind of had some sort of genius plan, and it kind of, it's not like that at all. I don't want people
so you're
to
not a genius,
that.
Holly, you didn't plan.
We're not, no, unfortunately not. retrospectively, when we kind of look back, then it kind of makes sense. If you look at the store, you will see, I mean, mobile has this kind of premise that you, with a small team, you can make the game you always wanted to make. And, you know, it can, you know, that's a kind of like the premise of it. And a lot of people do that. They set up one, two, three, four-man teams to make the game they always wanted to make. The problem is that most of those people are in the same demographic. They're making the games usually for themselves. And we kind of, in a way, we kind of did that with the poker. We kind of, you know, we like poker, so we kind of made poker. But then you kind of have to let go of that a little bit to find some sort of Venn diagram of things you like and things you like to make mixed with actually where is the demand for that? Is there a demand for it? And obviously on the store, I mean, if you think about it, you know, the areas where you have very experienced game developers coming into mobile, they tend to be men of a certain age. They're making games for themselves. So those areas are absolute carnage and, you know, too brutal to get into. So we kind of we kind of went the opposite way. You know, we ended up making a game for younger females, you know, and which is kind of the opposite to what would probably naturally come to most kind of male developers.
So in a way, it was really about identifying the audiences the other companies weren't looking at. So they're all looking at, you know, sort of like young male audiences like themselves, because they're developing games basically for themselves. And so it appeals to a male audience. And you said, no, let's do something very different. Let's look at an app that nobody's looking at. So avatars or very few looking at, and look at an audience that not many people are looking at, which is female, which is, by the way, Shahab, did you know that 50% of casual game players and
surprised me, but I mean, that 50%, that's huge.
It's a huge number. A lot of companies skip over the female demographic. And as we've heard from Holly, that's exactly what he didn't do. But let's go for a break right now. And when we come back in the second half, we'll be talking about more of what Holly Bjornsson and Lockwood Publishing did to be a success without spending a cent on advertising. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari with Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And our guest today, Holly Bjornsson, CEO and founder of Lockwood Publishing.
And, you know, before we went to break, we were kind of talking demographics that you ended up making the game for. How did you find that audience and, you know, how did you turn them into loyal fans?
God, that's a difficult question. Well, the first thing was obviously, to find the spot on the store where we would get kind of free traffic, organic traffic. But after that, I mean, obviously the product, the game is obviously very social. And because of that, you know, people tend to share with each other. It also, it's a very kind of social demographic, younger females, I think. And obviously, you know, we hit on a spot in the store where there isn't really that much competition. There aren't that many kind of virtual worlds in 3D on the store, on the stores. So it's a combination of things, really.
And so when you said that you started on the PlayStation platform, was that the same game?
Yeah, so No, it's a similar. I mean, it was something called PlayStation Home, which is like a virtual world. It's kind of like the kind of second life of the PS3 in a way, if you like.
Did you have the same kind of demographics?
I think slightly different because the demographics on it's a more of a hardcore audience on there, and it's a more of a male oriented audience on the PS3, but we could say we could make a successful business of it on the PS3, so we could see that on mobile it should be even better because obviously it's more casual and it's more female oriented on mobile.
So what we're hearing here, basically, if we read between the lines and think about indie developers listening in, it's really very much about finding a niche, looking at demographics that others aren't looking at, because when they're all looking at the same direction, that's where, you know, user acquisition costs, advertising costs, all the costs were through the roof. So you basically look for an uncontested market and then cornered that and then just basically grew in there, again, without spending a cent. That's pretty much the kernel of your strategy, isn't it?
Yes, because we were newcomers. There was no way we were going to be able to kind of have a plan where we would get featured or anything like that. It's totally out of our control. So we just have to assume the worst. And so, so we would just have to say, okay, we're just going to have to do it ourselves. And we also had a minimum viable approach. So when you have that, your product kind of, shall we say, it's maybe a little bit more bulky, it's not as finished. So that means it's even less likely to get featured and so on. But also we could see the feature model can be tough as well, because you have a bell curve users in, but then it kind of fades out. That's kind of a little bit more like the kind of model we were used to on the consoles, which we kind of didn't like, because you're always in after the bell curve has fallen down, sloped off, then you're in the same spot again anyway.
So, it's quite obvious you have an amazing app, but to keep an audience, you need a good team. Talent is a big part of the equation. How have you managed to attract and keep that talent?
Yeah, in the beginning, it's difficult because nobody knows who you are and so on. And, we had a good team when we came off the PS3. And some of those guys came with us onto the mobile. But, it's hard work. It takes a lot of time to build the team up. And then as you get more downloads, you have a lot more confidence. People kind of get more interested. But what we also did, we introduced an awesome kind of bonus scheme with the team. We really wanted to make the team feel that they were part of the success. And mobile has this kind of unique thing where you can potentially do something which is kind of life-changing. And that's kind of how we approach our bonus scheme. And it's very much, mobile is so, really exciting in that there is nothing to stop you in a way. Once you found your audience to make a success with, it's really just down to what you do and your audience's reaction to what you're doing. And so that's kind of a bit different from the console days, where you can have a publisher and they have a marketing department and then all kinds of stuff can happen in between you producing a good game and it finding its audience. So whereas on mobile, if you find your audience, it's really what you do there sitting halfway doing the stuff, So that's kind of at the heart of how we build the team. And we've been able to attract some really awesome people because they can see that there's huge potential, with what we've got.
But you're also, Holly, to be fair, you're also aiming to reward them for doing their best and giving their best. Tell me a little bit about that bonus scheme you have going on.
Yeah, it's pretty epic. Essentially we share 50% of the increase in profits quarterly with the team. And we've gone up, we're around 250 on the grossing charts on Google Play in the US, and we're just going to be going up steadily. And games that are up in the kind of 50, I don't know, I think they're turning over something like $3-4 million potentially a month. So there's huge potential for some awesome bonuses with the team, so it's really exciting. The guys are working really hard, and we're going up the charts, and it's all good stuff, really.
Yeah, Mobile Presence Podcast has a reach in the U.S. and around the globe. So, what kinds of talent are you looking for, and how can they get involved?
Yeah, the main thing we're really interested in, people who want to achieve something big. Obviously, it may sound like a weird kind of thing to say, but that's kind of the key mindset really we're after, because at the end of the day, there's a direct connection between the end result and what people are trying to achieve. But you have to have that drive and desire to get there. And if you're experienced, very experienced, and would want to work on something that has big potential, and you really think you have something huge to add or big to add to the product, then I would say that's kind of ideal for you. A lot of people, very talented people who've been working for decades for others with maybe not so much reward. And I don't think there are that many opportunities like this out there. You had in console, royalties, in the beginning to teams, they kind of went away a little bit, so you don't have a lot of those, and mobile is getting harder and harder to crack. So, just want the best.
But you're also, a company that's getting bigger and bigger in mobile. So it's obviously, you know, a great opportunity. I mean, I don't know about you, Shahab, but sort of wish I knew how to develop. Walk into a great job yeah. over there with Holly at his company. I'm just curious, Holly, you know, Lockwood Publishing, you chose your niche, you moved ahead, you built a company, you know, no budget, no spending on advertising. But looking ahead, what can we expect from Lockwood Publishing? I mean, you've obviously been on a growth curve, following a smart strategy. Where are you headed next?
The product is still very much in its infancy, and it's still missing huge chunks of functionality and features, which it got planned. And that's, I don't want to say much more than that, but okay. Yeah, that's, it's still very much, you know, it's still very much almost feels like a minimum viable product, there's a lot missing from the product, and we're obviously hoping that once we add those elements, that it's going to have a huge impact on how it grows.
That's exciting, especially for the users, that there's, you know, even though they love it now, there's a lot more to come.
Yeah. And that's exciting. You know, we're super excited about that as well. It can't happen fast enough. As you would find out if you talk to our users.
Mm-hmm. It's almost tech when you're sort of out of stealth mode, so to speak, and tell us what you did and how it's working out. But right now, listeners, we have to go to the last break. And when we get back, we'll be talking more about success tips from Holly Bjornsson and Lockwood Publishing. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Are you paying too much for your paid advertising, or have you quit altogether because it seemed like a huge waste of money? Studies show that companies waste 25% of their PPC spend on average. The web marketing experts at WMETraining.com can show you how to make your AdWords account a lean, mean, converting machine. Whether you're just starting out or want to take your skills to the next level, we have a class for you. Contact the web marketing experts at WMETraining.com.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contest and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari with Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And our guest today, Holly Bjornsson, CEO and founder of Lockwood Publishing.
Exciting show. You know, what I'd like to do in this last segment is just see what you think, you know, where we're headed, where we're going, maybe your, you know, foretelling of 2017, 2018, where is augmented reality? Where is virtual reality going? I mean, just within the past week, Pokemon Go has exploded, and all it is taking the old Game Boy game and making it a augmented reality thing.
Yeah. We obviously following everything like that quite closely. Mm-hmm. I mean, VR is really exciting, and AR. The main thing is finding like a sustainable model to engage with it. It's going to take obviously a decent amount of time for the market to develop. If you're in free to play, for example, you need quite a hefty number of downloads before you're sustainable. I think we need something like 5 million downloads before we reach sustainability with like a further 10-man team. So that's probably the biggest challenge. You can see, obviously, it's going to get huge, but
Yeah, so you need a big. So you talk about the size of the team here, Holly. I mean, if you're an indie developer and you it's your goal to have an amazing AR VR game. I mean, is that a goal they can even achieve, or is it something that the amount of investment, the amount of effort, just puts it too far out of range?
No, I think it's totally a valid strategy. I mean, you always want to be, if you're starting off early in an emerging market, that's like the best scenario. But you just have to make sure you can sustain yourself. I mean, we did it in the beginning through kind of work for hire. That's kind of how we got started. And then we started self-publishing and just by bit kind of got our way into it. If you get investment, that can obviously work as well, but less until kind of sustainable, or you can get yourself in the air kind of thing. But I recommend the slowly give yourself a lot of time. That's kind of what we did. Both, and we had a very small setup to start with, and we're just waiting in a way for things to emerge. And then, you know, so it's kind of, yeah, it's mostly about giving yourself a lot of time. It will come there. I think, you know, the opportunity will get there.
But it's also changing. I mean, as Shahab pointed out, you know, we don't have it in Europe. I can't tell you about, but I've heard about, you know, Pokemon Go is just crushing it. So it seems like it might not be such an uncontested market. So it might even be better to just stay away and let the big guys do it. I don't know. What do you think about that technology and jumping in?
I think people who are in games, I mean, you're in games because you love creating things, and nobody's going to stop you from doing that. You know, even that. Yeah, I kind of believe in that. You want to be in that business. It's creative. It's very rewarding. There are some great people in it. It's just, okay, how am I going to make a living? How am I going to get going in it? And I think actually the kind of the digital marketplaces are evolving in a way where it's going to be easier for you to find your niche. And you will always have those kind of big winners. But if you look in, you know, music, for example, you obviously have the big stars, but you also have mechanisms like Spotify and these kind of recommendation systems and engines, which are, you know, allow people to find things much more accurately that they actually like. But also you have also got the, even though we did find our users organically, the actual paid acquisition model will probably get more niche in itself, which means that you potentially would find it cheaper to find your audience there if you can really target it accurately. Mm-hmm. But that's the exciting thing about games, is that they change so fast. The whole environment changes incredibly fast, and there are loads of opportunities that are coming up as a result of it. They may not be obvious, you know, there may be something to do with the mechanics of how discovery takes place, or how it could be almost anything. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the exciting thing about it. The thing to do is just decide I'm going to do it, and then you find a way to do it.
And find that niche, which is what I'm hearing all the way through the show, Holly, is, you know, like a thread going through here is just find that niche, go where there's an uncontested market, you know, be an indie, be true to yourself, be true to your craft, but also keep looking for that niche. And that niche may also be going forward into the future in AR and VR as well. So a lot of good advice for independent developers and for listeners. What about you, Holly? How can they stay in touch with you? Where can they find you if they want to continue the conversation or hear more about tips and ways to achieve success?
They can find me on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the best. I tend not to use Twitter that much. I'm very socially awkward when it comes to social media.
Well, you're building your game, so that's an excuse.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm Icelandic, so we don't have nobody says anything up there. So,
except some amazing games in the European Championship. So I'll leave it at that. So awesome. I mean, that was my favorite team. But anyway, so LinkedIn is the place, and that's Holly Ballett for our listeners. At HallyBjornsson. So look for you there. And of course, in the show note, the company, the show. And Shahab, what about you?
They can get a hold of me on Twitter at Shahab Zagari. That's ZARGARI. Check out our portfolio at higherground creative.agency.
And your short film very soon, right?
Yes, definitely on Shorts TV coming this fall.
There you go. And you can email me, peggy@mobilegroove.com. That's where you can also find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. You can follow me on Twitter at columns and posts about the business of VentureBeat and my own Mobile Groove. So thanks again for presence. Remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. You can check out earlier episodes going to cranberry.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.